Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. You're invited to join us this evening at 877-876-PHIL. We're going to talk with Margaret Gray in a moment. She also is a She's a native daughter, a native of Pennsylvania. She lives in California now. Her father and her family closely associated with Penn State. We're going to talk to her about the ongoing terrible, horrible story having to do with Penn State, having to do with Coach Paterno. And it's one of those stories, folks, that we're going to stay with because it's enormous. It's not just politics. It's not war. It's American life. It's our passion for Saturday afternoon college football. It's children. It's family. It's trust. I was reading a great article today about Joe Paterno as the father. I mean, this is how they view that man. In what's the name of that town that they're in?
What?
What's the town they're in Pennsylvania?
It's called State Penitentiary.
State Penitentiary. It's called State College. What the hell's the name? Oh, Park Station or College Station? That's it.
What do you mean College Station?
That's the name of it. College Station. Just trust me on this. So he's the father there in College Station. And they have murals with his face on them. They have, God knows what, they have statues. And, of course, we'll be talking with Ted Bell later on for our regular Friday evening visit with Ted. And we're going to talk about this idea of the commemoration of people and the putting people in statue form. Ted Bell has done that. He's done that for himself. He actually had a gold statue made of himself and put on his property, which is, in my opinion, bizarre. Nonetheless, we're going to talk with him about that as well tonight as we continue with this. And, of course, tomorrow is Saturday, and tomorrow will be college football day. And Penn State does have a home game, and they're playing Nebraska. And the students, you know, boy, there's a lot to say about the students and the team. This isn't their problem. They didn't do it. They didn't create this. This is nothing that they deserve. They were betrayed by the coaches. They were betrayed by their administration. And so the football players and the students got to get out there, you know, and do it for themselves.
Yeah, they just got to go out and play the game, and like you said, play it for Penn State.
Yeah, but still, they probably won't be able to win because Joe Paterno's not going to be there.
Yeah, they'll be able to win. They'll be able to win. Don't worry about it. They got their other assistant coaches that are there.
They don't have the one guy that is in protective custody.
That's the other. That guy McCready is not whatever his name is, McQueary or something. Very unfortunate name. But anyway, he is not in protective custody. He was joking with the players when he was on a conference call with them. He is merely someplace else. And he also said that he was double-fisting it. And, Bud, you immediately went to one of the most filthy places, you know.
Well, what are you supposed to do if the guy says that he's double-fisting?
He meant drinking booze, okay?
Don't mean what you think it does.
If anybody says to me, I'm double-fisted, and I know where my mind goes.
Oh, well, no doubt that's where your mind goes. Double-fisting it in the sense that McQueary was saying it.
What about his name? It's a natural connection to make.
Why don't you grow up, okay, and quit trying to be funny? He was talking about drinking. Drinking. And to be quite honest with you, if I were him, I'd probably be double-fisting it, too, as in drinking. All right, so 877-876-PHIL is our number. Don't forget, on our website is our backstage pass. You can pick up a subscription to our website and watch video of our show as we perform it every night right here on the Internet. You can also head over there to our souvenir shop and pick up a brand-new hoodie. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. We'll talk to Ted next hour. And a couple of news stories that we featured there. One of them, of course, about the ongoing situation in Penn State. The other, that Black Sabbath has announced a new album and a 2012 world tour, Bud.
Boy, that's one of the greatest things that is ever going to happen to me. I really almost did start to cry and everything.
Is this a band?
Yeah, it's a band. Probably because it ain't the Dramatics. You don't know who it is.
Shut up, man.
All right, well, hold on. Yes, Black Sabbath is getting back together for a 2012 world tour. And these are all the same guys. This is Geezer, and this is Bill Ward, and it's Tommy Iommi, and and Ozzy Osbourne, and they all look fantastic, too. If you look at the picture, Bill Ward looks rather dashing there with the open neck shirt and his hair pulled back, and I don't know, maybe he's just being propped up there. But they all look very, like they're in good shape, you know?
Yeah, well, I thought about heroin's supposed to be bad for you.
I guess heroin isn't bad for you. I guess it's good for you.
Yeah, if you look at them.
So we'll have to go back and rethink that. I think heroin is... I'm kidding. No, of course it's bad for you. You know?
Yeah, but they look great.
Well, that doesn't mean they're still on heroin. I thought heroin was supposed to be bad for you.
They look pretty good.
They all look for them. Look fantastic. They really do. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to go over to Margaret Gray, who I know is at home or planning on a dinner this evening. Margaret, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, Phil, and we are planning on a dinner. We're having over about six or seven people from Frank's office and some of the people that I work with at Dixon Syndicate. And we're planning a we're going to have an Asian dinner this evening. It's not a Chinese dinner. We're not going to do Chinese food, but we are going to have an Asian, sort of an Asian-flavored dinner based on some of the things that I experienced when I was in the when I was in China. And I know you've been there, Phil.
I can tell you what my favorite dish in China was this was the thing that we all loved every night was the crackling rice soup.
Yes, we have the crackling rice soup, very spicy, very good. And we also have, and hold on just a minute. I want you to set the table. That is, if you heard that, Phil, it's a little mock gong that I have here on the veranda. And we're serving some cocktails right now. How are you doing? You want to get over there and serve some drinks? Because you're just standing there.
And are you... Okay, we run into this problem from time to time. If
I apologize, Phil. I know you want to talk to me. And
yeah, if you need to talk to somebody else or otherwise interact with other people, I would suggest that you give that job to someone else, okay? Because I'm hearing that gong now.
Yeah, that's good. I gave that to Amparo, who is... Amparo's my... assistant here, and she's going to be directing the staff. We have a staff from La Min's restaurant, and they are Asian. And what happened? So when she hits that gong, it means we have a need for their services, and I think we had someone get sick over in the veranda there. That's terrible.
All right, so are you going to be distracted by that?
No, I'm not. I am not operating. I'm not on the gong. Right.
Is she going to be hitting that thing all night? I mean, these are questions that I have.
Well, Phil, ignore it because I'm having a gathering of people and someone got sick over there.
Is this gong going to be hit all night?
Yes, Phil. It's a part of the atmosphere of the party that we're having. So that when we need one of our Asian servers... Let me ask you, do you have to hit it that much? Someone got sick over in an air. I just planted that grass, too.
Well, what are all these gongs for?
Well, that one was... What's that? Tell you what, Phil, I'll move to a different area a bit.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, because it's a little distracting. All right, Margaret, I know that your family was, and you yourself, graduated from Penn State. I know your family has been contributing money to the school. They are one of many donors, but very vital. And you have a view on this Joe Paterno firing, particularly, that I don't think I've heard anybody bring up before. And why don't you go ahead and share this with my audience, and then we can talk a little bit about it.
Well, Phil, as I said to you, I don't think it's something that a lot of men have thought of. The only reason why I know this is because I grew up in a family. We were steeped in football from a very early age. My father, as I said, is a graduate of Penn State. My father was a very, very big, not only a fan of Penn State football, but also of the players that came out of Penn State and eventually made their way to professional football. Joe Paterno is a very, very unique situation. You have to understand. I know that children were... molested. And Phil, I can say this to you as a mother. If what happened to those boys happened to my son, Jason J. Delmonico, I would be in a prison cell. I'd probably be in a madhouse. I think I would be judged insane from what I would do to anyone that touched my son.
All right, I understand your anger. I totally, totally get it. And
I would be put in a madhouse because the crime scene itself, after I got done with whoever did what they did to Jason J. Delmonico, the crime scene, veterans, seasoned police officers would never forget it. And
all right, I understand that what you're saying is you would be so angry, you would be so violent.
I'm telling you that veteran police officers, veteran homicide investigators, would come upon the crime scene that I created and would be sick to their stomachs.
All right, I get it. I get it.
Well, I think you need to get it because every mother out there knows what I'm talking about. There isn't a woman or a father out there that doesn't know what I'm talking about. If someone did that to my son, you would have a coroner's office that would take a few days to get around to determining cause of death because they'd need a couple of days off to recover from the vomiting. And
all right, I understand, Margaret. It would be a gruesome, horrific, never-before-seen scene, crime scene. And these police officers, veteran and veteran coroners people and veteran, all of these people would be sick. And I understand it would be violent. You have, to be honest with you, I think that it would be, you'd be stepping over the line here now. I mean, I get it about revenge, you know, but at some point, when you say you'd be put into a madhouse, at what point do you allow the evil of others turn you into a psycho?
I wouldn't care anymore, Phil. You have to understand, I wouldn't care anymore. If Jason J. Delmonico had something like that happen to him, I wouldn't care any longer what anyone thought of me.
So your son's still alive, and he could still be helped through therapy. Your husband's still alive. It's a terrible thing for the family to go through. But you would basically remand yourself to a mental institution for life.
Yes, I would. Well, yes, I would. It's difficult to say, but yes, I would. Even though Jason would be healthy and he'd be out, not healthy, he would need therapy. But yes, I would gladly go to a madhouse because I would need to do what I would do to those people. And it would only put me in a madhouse.
All right. Let's move past that because I think you're getting into an area here that as much as parents can certainly relate to what you're saying, I don't know that anybody is so... I don't know that anyone...
Don't speak for parents, Phil. You know, don't speak for mothers and fathers. All right?
All right, I won't do that, but I'm just telling you that I believe that there are some people that might draw the line a little bit at being sent to a nut house. When we come back, Margaret, I want you to talk to me a little bit about what you were saying about Pennsylvania being the cradle of football and how Joe Paterno must not be fired for football in America to survive. All right?
Yeah, and Phil, and this is based on a lot of years watching Penn State football.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Stick around. Margaret Gray will be talking about the history of football in America and why Joe Paterno, therefore, as the result of America's history with football, Joe Paterno cannot be fired. He must be brought back in some capacity as a football coach. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're going to get the phone calls in, not this segment, in the next segment, so please be patient with us. On the line with us from Santa Monica tonight is Margaret Gray, and I think it's appropriate, Margaret, that we hold off on phone calls until our next segment, because I never did give you the chance to talk about your theory and really what Joe Pa, as he's affectionately known, means to that school.
Well, Phil, it's not really a theory. It comes from having been born and raised in Pennsylvania, but it also comes from understanding even better than some people in Pennsylvania that football, I hate to break the news, and I'm not being sarcastic, but I think a lot of people think football was invented in Texas, or football was invented in Florida, or football, you know, came from some other area of the country. American football, Phil, was born and bred in Pennsylvania. Now, I know that there were very early collegiate games featuring teams from Canada, but the game that we know today and the real nuts and bolts gridiron game that we know as football today was brought to us by those coal miners in Pennsylvania, in western Pennsylvania, leaving the coal mines at night and getting out a lot of their aggressions and a lot of their frustrations and their anxieties playing this game of football. And that was Pennsylvania, Bill. That is where I'm from, and that's obviously where Penn State is located. And more importantly, that is where Joe Paterno has coached for all these years. Now, let's talk a little bit about football players, because it's not just the game of football that originated in Pennsylvania, but as you've heard over the last few days, the players that have come from Pennsylvania, born and bred, whether it's Jim Kelly or Joe Namath or Joe Montana or Dan Marino or Johnny Unitas, these are all Pennsylvania born and bred quarterbacks. What people are proposing, Phil, is the stripping away of the very heart and soul of Pennsylvania football. That's a big decision, and I don't want to be the one to make it. I think it takes a lot bigger pair, in the words of Frank, and I'm sure yourself, Phil, and some others, I think it takes a lot bigger pair to make that call than some of us have.
All right, now let's talk about this. What's this got to do with the...
With the Penn State scandal?
Yes.
I'll tell you what it has to do with it. As I said, as a mother, anyone that would do that to Jason J. Delmonico would risk being turned into... Well, they wouldn't be human anymore. I would make sure they were nothing more than soup before I left that room.
And all right, now I understand the gruesome things you'd do to someone that would hurt your son. I mean, my God, Margaret.
Well, Phil, I'm a mother.
I know that. I understand that. But let's move past that if we can. You say, well, I would kill anybody that hurt my son, and I'm sure a great many people would agree with you on that. However, you want to let Paterno back onto the campus. Now, I believe he should have been fired. A great many people agree with me, and the reasoning is very, very simple. When it comes to an evil done to children, doing the very basic requirement, doing what's, quote, legally called of you to do, ain't even close to what you're supposed to do. Okay?
And I couldn't agree more, Phil. I think we have to go all the way to the wall. And Joe Paterno, I think if it was anybody else, Phil, Joe Paterno... See, this is why Joe Paterno's different. I think it was anyone else. If it was you, if it was me, if it was anyone else, if it was Daryl Royal, if it was...
Daryl Royal meant as much to his program as Joe Paterno.
No, that's where you're wrong. No. Daryl Royal was not the football coach of a college in a state that gave birth to American football. Joe Paterno was, Phil. And so that's why it's different. That's why as what you're saying is true... Joe Paterno cannot be fired from that school because it would literally pull the struts out from underneath football in this country. I don't think football will survive.
And you're kidding.
Why would I kid about that?
Well, I mean, what do you mean you don't think football would survive?
If you allow Joe Paterno's firing to stand, you're basically saying that the head football coach at a school in the state where football was founded can be thrown into the garbage heap like any torso that a serial killer would throw into the garbage. I don't think it's something you want to do.
And I don't think he's being thrown into the garbage heap. I think he's being told, coach, you need to retire for the good of the school.
The perception is the man's been fired. Now, believe me, Phil, anyone that would hurt my son... I dismember, and you want to know something, and this is a sick, sick thing to say. I would be so mad from what happened to my son, I would consider cannibalizing. And I know that...
You gotta be joking.
No, I know it sounds crazy, but that's how crazy I would be.
You would be so crazy that you'd cannibalize parts of the people that hurt your son, and yet Joe Paterno must stay.
Joe Paterno not only must stay, he has to stay. Otherwise, you are you are sticking a knife right into the face of American football in its very home place, Pennsylvania. You are taking the face of American football and you're gouging its eyes out.
You get, okay, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. So there you heard it. That's essentially Joe Paterno, the head football coach at a school in the home state of football, must be allowed to stay. The world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and my given to understand that there was a huge rally at Penn State for Paterno, and he was at the rally, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll try to give you more on that. Margaret Gray is on the line with us. That's an interesting state of affairs, Margaret.
Well, there's no question that Joe Paterno is football in Pennsylvania, and the point that I'm making is that Joe Paterno is football across this country. Joe Paterno is the embodiment of football in the home state of football, Pennsylvania. That's where football started. That's where the greatest quarterbacks were raised and were born and raised. You can't have football in America without Pennsylvania. And you can't have football in Pennsylvania without the guiding force and the strong, I think the strong central sense of football that is Joe Paterno.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to this gentleman in Georgia. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air with Margaret Gray. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. You know, I feel bad in a sense of what happened to Joe by him being fired. He's been there for a century. I mean, my God, 42 years. Great coach.
Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest coaches ever coached the game. But being fired, my opinion, it could be wrong to say this, but I know it's going to piss a lot of people off. He deserved it. He knew what was going on for a very long time.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Let me ask you something. I want you to say that again very slowly. I want you to say again what you just said to me very slowly. Are you saying that he deserved it?
He deserved to be fired, yes. He was the greatest coach of all time.
Wow,
I will say that.
What does it take?
I think it takes a lot of guts to say something like that.
Well, this gentleman is...
Okay, do you have a child?
I most certainly do. Yes, I do.
Okay, now, if he knew this man was raping your child, would you not want him to go to the authorities? That's all I can say.
I could say this to you, all right? And I don't know. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mark.
What is your name?
Mark. I'm a father.
I'm a mother, and I can tell you anyone that hurt my son, they would not exist as a human being much longer. I would dismember them.
Okay.
I would dismember them. I can say that to you. All right. Now, having said that I would dismember them, I want to say this. Would I want Joe Paterno to go to the authorities if it meant he'd lose his job? No.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
No. Okay, I love football as much as anybody else out there.
I love my son.
Okay,
I love my son very much.
Okay,
yes.
And I have a daughter, and I would pretty much do what you said, that any man ever touched my daughter in the wrong way.
Exactly.
Joe knew about this for a very long time, and he went to the school board. Hello? You go to the school board.
Yes. You're absolutely right, but it was Joe. It was Joe. And that's the thing that we're missing here. It was Joe Paterno, and that's a level up. I would kill and dismember anyone that hurt my son. But if it was Joe Paterno that was molesting my son, I've got to stop and take a step back.
Wait a minute.
No, exactly. That's like saying Paul Bear Bryant, who was a whole lot better coach than Joe. I don't know if you remember Paul Bear Bryant from Alabama Crimson Tide.
I most certainly do remember Paul Bear Bryant, and Joe Paterno is Pennsylvania is the home of American football.
No, we know that Pennsylvania is the home of American football. I got that. But let's just stick to this comment that you just made that I know this gentleman's taken, Mark's taken exception to, that if it was Joe Paterno molesting your son,
I'd have to at least take a step back and think it through, whether I what I was going to do.
Then I just lost all respect as a parent for you.
I beg your pardon, sir.
You just said Joe can rape your child and you will not go to the authorities. It's what you're saying.
No, I did not. No, I said I'd have to take a step back and just give myself 24 hours to think it through.
24 hours to think through what? What do you need to think through?
Boy, you guys,
if Joe raped my child, I would, what you said, I would dismember the man.
You have to be careful. No, wait a minute. You're talking about Joe Paterno. Don't be careful.
No, wait a second.
Oh,
Margaret, what 24 hours?
Are you, you cannot be serious that you would do that to a man that has meant as much. Phil, I'm not saying that I would not dismember someone that hurt Jason J. Delmonico.
But if it was Joe Paterno, you'd have to take a step back?
I'm simply saying I got to give it 24 hours to think about it. What am I going to do?
Oh, my gosh. If it was him that did it to my child, if he
Are you telling me that you would set fire to Joe Paterno and other
human beings? No, I did not say I would set
Good
fire to
God.
Him. I said I
Good
would not
God.
Be on, I would not yeah, be
I'm
on
saying
him.
That.
He was on fire.
Well, I can tell you something, and I'm a lady, and when we urinate, obviously, it's quite embarrassing, but I would if Joe Paterno were on fire and I had to squat over.
Okay, I get it, and I don't think we have to go that into that discussion,
well, I'm
but I'm what I'm shocked about here is that you are saying, Margaret, that Joe Paterno means so much to football, not just Pennsylvania football, but football, and not just college football, but all football in America, because he coaches in Pennsylvania, which is the matrix of football in America. You'd have to take a step back and give it a 24-hour think-through if he molested your kid. And let's keep something in mind, folks. Joe Paterno didn't molest anybody.
Absolutely, Bill. And nobody is saying that.
Oh, give me a break. Yes, everyone knows that Joe Paterno is above suspicion when it comes to that. What people are saying, what this gentleman said, is that Paterno did not act. He did not act in time. He did not go immediately to the police. We're talking about the well-being of children here. I thank you very much, Mark, for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're talking about the well-being of kids here. And when it comes to children, you don't do the bare minimum. You know,
I totally agree with you, Phil. When it comes to children, you go all the way. And you protect those children with your life. You protect those children with everything you've got. If it was my son, Phil, my God, if I had a board with nails, I would defend my child with anything. Nails. I don't care what. Knives. My teeth. My high heels. I don't care. I would defend my boy with anything.
Unless it was Joe Paterno or something that would hurt the Pennsylvania,
Penn State is the school, and I'm just asking you to have some respect. It's not Pennsylvania anything.
It's Penn State.
It's the name of the school, yeah. It's not Pennsylvania. It's Penn State.
I understand that.
Well, I mean, you're talking, Phil, about wanting to take Joe Paterno and throwing him into a prison cell or accusing him of this, that, or something else. I'm trying to get you to understand that I'm completely in agreement with you and everyone that's calling. I just, when it comes to Paterno.
So any other coach, any other adult, any other human being, it's fine.
What's fine?
You would physically assault them.
I'm saying, yes, I would say that. The only one that I'm asking people to consider in terms of giving them a little bit more of a break is Joe Paterno. When you look at what he's done, who he is, why he does what he does, why he is what he is, the school that he coaches for, the place that he lives, his what he looks like, his wife. Did you see his wife crying? Did you see that lovely redhead? She is a wonderful woman, and my family has known the two of them for so many years.
What's her name?
I don't know, but she stands by him, and she was weeping. Are you telling me you're going to take that woman's husband away from her and you're going to throw him into a yard with hardened criminals and say, by the way, the new fish, he likes little boys. Do you know what they do to guys like that in prison?
They're not saying that about Joe Paterno. We're going to take a break here. They're not saying that about Joe Paterno. They would be saying that about this Sandusky guy. That's the guy that's got to worry if he ever gets inside. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray about the ongoing problem at Penn State. She is in agreement. These child molesters and these child rapists need to be locked up. Joe Paterno, on the other hand, we need to take a step back because he is Joe Paterno. He's a coach in a state that gave us football, Pennsylvania. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
Wow. Look at that, man. Anyway, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL and Margaret Gray joining us as we talk about the Joe Paterno Penn State situation. You know, it's unfortunate, Margaret, that we are calling it the Joe Paterno situation. It's not. It's this man Sandusky, Jeff Sandusky.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
That is exactly the truth. And why it is we've made this about Joe Paterno.
But you made a comment that has to be addressed. You said if it was Joe Paterno molesting your son, you'd have to give it a 24-hour cooling off.
Phil, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
I believe that I am.
I'm saying when you have a man the stature of a Joe Paterno, what he's meant to that school, what he can do, what he's capable of, what his influence is, the people that have his back, the favors that he can call in. You really want to go down that road, huh? You want to take that chance? Well, they have already. They've gone down that road. They've made their bed, and now they're going to have to sleep in it. And I say this, Phil, again, as a great fan and a great supporter of Penn State football, God help us.
Well, I don't know what that means, you know.
I'm saying what it means is this. Joe Paterno... You know who Richard Helms was, the head of the CIA?
Yeah.
Richard Nixon was quoted once as saying, you don't F with Richard Helms. Well, you don't F with Joe Paterno.
Well, Margaret, that sounds like a threat. And
No, it's not a threat, Phil. It's a promise.
And that also sounds like a threat, and it sounds like a very childish one. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Phil. We have Phil here on line two. Go ahead, Phil. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Phil, I've been listening to this. I'm on my way back from Montgomery. I've been listening. I've been to a football game tonight, high school, and I've been listening
yes, sir.
To this conversation, and that's the most absurd part of trying to look at this situation realistically of anything I've ever heard in my life. What it seems to me is that the lady, with all due respect, is saying that if a person holds a position professionally, no matter what it might be, wherein they are revered for their past and they become involved or associated to some things that they should have acted upon that are either immoral or criminal in and of themselves, that we should forget the present action based on a past reputation. That goes again.
Could I ask you to repeat that? Could you say that again?
No. I understand what the man said. He's saying basically, Margaret.
Well, yes.
If you'll let me just finish, just 1 minute, I want to give you the analogy.
Certainly. Okay. I just was hoping that you would, yeah.
Who, no matter who you're talking about, let's just put this into the play.
You can go ahead and serve.
Coach Paterno sitting in his office, and somebody says there's a kid that is in trouble in the shower with your defense. And at what point does Paterno use his great
Chinese ambassador
step on the place again? That's the question.
Well, here it is. Joe Paterno, I think everything you're saying I agree with. If it wasn't Joe Paterno, if it was Paul Bear Bryant,
you would have to think twice about it. That's crazy.
Well, what if it was Paul Bear Bryant that was molesting your child? Wouldn't you take a step back and think, what's this going to cost me?
Oh, come on. I just have to say.
Number one, Bear Bryant would never have done that, no more than I believe Joe Paterno would. But if either one of them had, they would have been charged just as soon as I could have got somebody to put them in cuffs. I don't care who
that,
you are.
Well, I just don't understand that because of, you know that football was invented in Pennsylvania.
We know that football was invented in Pennsylvania. You made the statement that football wouldn't exist.
Phil, I believe I'm talking to the other Phil, not you, and you've been jumping in and jumping in. Now, Phil, you know that football...
This conversation is not about football in Pennsylvania. This conversation is about the integrity of someone knowing that something is suspicious going on and letting it die without acting upon it at the expense of innocent children. Period. Phil, I've said what I need to say.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much and taking time to call us. That gentleman is coming back from a high school football game himself in Montgomery, Alabama. And so much of what's going on, are you near the gong now?
I'm helping out a little bit. The Chinese ambassador's arrived, Phil, and I have to make sure. Just get me... No. What's the problem? When I ring the gong, it means I want an Asian server, and I don't know where they all are. Where are they? When they hear that gong, I want Asians, not...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take another phone call here on line 7. We have... Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. She let some, I don't care if it was God himself, the President of the United States, or anybody. I'm a proud father of two beautiful kids. And I wouldn't care if Joe Paterno touched them. I went to the cops, making sure whoever knew about it got fired. Couldn't even get another job. I'd get them both labeled as child molesters. That way they couldn't get jobs. Anywhere else.
Well, I don't think you recognize if you beat Joe Paterno's face in, he's a very powerful man. That's number one.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't care if he was God himself. Anybody touches my kid, you're going to get the
case. So you want to spend...
I know he's a good coach. Okay, whoop-de-doo. But what you're forgetting about is the children involved in this. Everyone else is harping on about, oh, Joe Paterno or Justin Dusky. I don't care about them. It's the kids that are affected by this. Have you ever stopped and wondered, how in life are they going to cope with this? Do you ever wonder if they wake up in the middle of the night having nightmares of, you know...
Believe me, as a mother, I totally understand what you're saying. As a mother, I totally get it. And I understand that you have children.
What I'm saying is, Jen, how can you be a mom if you're going to think about 24 hours of... Joe Paterno touching your kid.
About a cooling off period. We need it. You would have to have a cooling off period because Paterno, I want to ask you, Justin, do you want to spend the rest of your life with a knapsack, sleeping in garages, sleeping in barns, wondering when, if ever, he's going to get off your tail?
Because what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, I think Joe Paterno and Jeff Sadesky should both go to prison. Point blank being, if you touch a kid, go to prison. Point blank.
Don't care
who they are. They shouldn't touch kids. If they're that low...
Let's be clear. Joe Paterno didn't touch any kid. And Margaret, you're doing more damage to Joe Paterno than you could possibly do. Joe Paterno didn't touch any child, and we need to make that very, very clear. I don't want that to be... You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, Justin, I got to move to some other calls. I appreciate very much your phone call, though, sir. I really do. Let's go to Nadine. Let's see. Nadine is on the line. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Nadine.
Hello.
That man didn't make any sense at all. I said that I would kill anyone, and I would use a lawnmower blade like that retarded man in Sling Blade to do it. But if it was Joe Paterno, you need a cooling-off period.
Go ahead, Nadine.
Hello. This Margaret is absolutely up the wall. Joe Paterno, he didn't do anything. That's right. But he didn't do the right thing either. And he was going to retire at the end of this year anyway, and he's 84, and now he's out. But I actually called Phil to...
So in other words, what you're saying is that he needs to be thrown in a garbage dump marked old men.
No.
I don't think so.
No, but he didn't do right, and he needs to be fired.
Did you see a sign out in front of Penn State that said old man garbage
dump? I don't care about Penn State, and I don't
care about football. Did you see a sign out in front of Penn State that said old man garbage dump?
Now watch it. Hold on.
I called for another reason, Phil, and that was for your young man there who wants to pronounce Michael McQuarrie as Michael McQuarrie. His name is McQuarrie.
Bud, do you know that?
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he's a distant relative of mine, and we came to this country before the War.
Oh, my God, you're related to that man?
And his
tell you what, Nadine. Hold on, Nadine. We'll be right back with you. I have to take a break here. Margaret Gray is with us, and we have other guests scheduled. Ted Bell as well. It's McQuarrie, bud.
She said query.
No, she didn't, and I knew you'd mess it up. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876.
Phil Hendry.